Hey, welcome back.
Welcome.
Well, I said welcome. I'm welcoming you.
Welcome. Oh, sorry.
And the listener.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
We're back.
We're doing a podcast still.
Yeah, you hoped perhaps that it was done. Say you're a member of the family and you just want to hit unfollow and not have it autoplay after your good podcasts.
Yeah. You throw a coin in a well and wish that we stopped.
But guess what? Magic isn't real. The only thing that's real is us. And we're going to
spoil everything.
Sorry, magic illusions are real.
It's an illusion, Michael. Yeah, we're back. More episodes, just like we said we would be.
Take that. Doubters, haters.
Yeah. And we're happy to be back. It's been a long time trying to figure this out. I had to move. You had to stay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It was a conscious uncoupling.
Yeah.
We're co-parenting, though.
A podcast?
Yeah.
Raising it to be a bright, shiny podcast.
Yeah. We're not going to be those podcast hosts that leave our podcast just out to do whatever. We're going to show it love and solidarity.
Yeah, we take care of it. You know, podcasts can get wild.
They can. Who knows when it turns into a teen cast.
Then you don't want that. Oh, real pain.
Geez. So as you can see, we're back at it. We're swinging, guns blasting, full double shotgun barrels.
We're
crushing the game.
So in all this time that's lapsed, what's all of the things you've been up to?
Ooh, you know, just working and watching sports.
You gotta stop doing that.
I do. I will. I don't know when exactly. If I run the numbers, about 150, I'll be able to
years
stop.
Old?
Yeah, and then probably 5 years of retirement, and then hopefully something else. Yeah, just give up. So that I do have that to look forward to. So I will stop working at that point.
Okay.
Other than that, thanks.
But the sports,
just watching
the sports are over. Your main sport is football.
It's all done. The worst possible thing happened for me, and
Mahomes wins another.
Yeah, I'm a real hater, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
Holy. And
it's a positive vibes podcast.
It's a positive vibes podcast. I went to a Columbus Blue Jackets game this week.
The hockey team, yeah.
Yeah, they suck. They stink.
Oh, no.
Real not good at it.
People really like them, though.
It's fun. It's fun to watch. I don't know if you've ever been to a hockey game. A lot of action. It's pretty continuous. And then in between, they come out, they scrape the ice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
Zamboni
get the
action?
You don't get the Zamboni every, stoppage. Half the stoppages, there's just some girls come out, and they have, snow shovels. They have snow shovels. Yeah, they just scrape it, and they go in, a V formation back and forth, maybe a couple, four or five times, get all of it, and then there's people at both ends scraping it up with another snow shovel into a bucket, and then they carry it off the ice.
All the shavings that have been kicked up.
Yeah, because there's a lot of shavings.
Man, I'm glad we deep dove into that because I've never considered that. But why do they have to be girls? Are they dressed in cheerleader outfits?
Not really. No,
it's just all girls scraping the ice.
Yeah, I don't think cheerleader outfits would particularly work. It's kind of like a little, yoga pants, Lululemon type getup.
It's cold.
It's cold. It's even. I was high up, and it was still cold in that building. So.
And it's winter in Ohio.
Yeah.
So there's that.
What about you?
I've also been doing sports, but my sports are in full swing, the old basketball. And if you want to talk about bad teams, I got one. My Spurs are not good, but the future looks bright.
Is Wembanyama doing well?
He is doing well. He recorded they call it a 5x5, which is when you have at least five of a different important stat. So he had 20 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks, 5 steals, and 5 assists or something.
That's pretty cool.
And that's pretty rare. It doesn't happen very often. And some people think he might get a quadruple double, which would be 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 blocks. They think he might be able to get 10 blocks.
Is he really smacking the ball down?
He's very tall. There's blocks where he doesn't even jump. someone thinks they have like a step on him and he just sticks his arm over and just yanks the ball down.
Like he's playing with a toddler?
It's ridiculous. The announcers are like, at least once a game, the announcer will say that it's like playing on a Nerf hoop for him.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Did you play any games while we were gone? Other games? Because we've been off the list.
You know, I've just been playing like the finals Overwatch with the boys.
A lot of first-person shootering.
You know me. The Powerwash Simulator released 2 DLC that I purchased with my money. Number one was the SpongeBob DLC.
Okay.
Where you clean
under the sea.
You clean, which is, that's crazy. You clean his pineapple.
You spray water underwater?
Yeah.
Or has it been retrieved from the ocean?
I don't know. That's a limitless resource, I suppose.
For being a realistic game, that's not very realistic.
Yeah, what the heck?
What's the other DLC?
Warhammer 40K. I've not played that one yet. Still finishing up the SpongeBob, but I purchased the Warhammer one as well.
Do you just spray mini figures and they just launch everywhere? What do you...
No, I think it's like the... So there's that new show coming out. So I imagine, I think Warhammer, the Games Workshop that owns them, is kind of licensing it out a lot. Mm. And so you clean like the tank. I think that's one I saw. I've not played any others, but I imagine you clean all cool stuff. I'm hoping you clean the Emperor's Throne, which is the dorkiest, nerdiest thing I've ever said on this podcast. I'm going to edit that out.
Power Wash video game item.
Man, that sucked.
We're learning things about ourselves. It's okay. That's why we're all here.
There's a Back to the Future one.
That tickles my fancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one Rocket League thing I bought. Well, one of two.
Ooh, the DeLorean?
The old DeLorean, yeah.
That's cool.
That's all you've been playing?
Yeah, pretty much. If I look at my Steam here...
That's fine. I'm not judging you.
Oh, no, I never felt judged.
Good.
But, you know, never call me out again on the podcast. I'll come over there.
Fly out here.
Yeah. Steve's in Thailand.
I did not move to Thailand.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I don't know what he's doing out there. But
I've been playing. I feel like coming back to the list has been a little rough for me because I want to keep playing these other games that I've been playing. But I dove into Baldur's Gate 3 and I made it through Act 1 and then I had to uninstall it to play different games I wanted to play because it's too big for my hard drive.
Get this man a larger drive.
Yeah, I need a bigger drive.
They're pretty cheap.
Well, I need a SSD that's good size. Anyway, we won't get into that. I played Nightingale, which just released not too long ago, Early Access.
Hmm.
Like a survival first person. It's kind of weird thematically, but I need to put more time into it.
Is that co-op?
Yes, it can be. It might be our next thing. We've been playing a lot of Grounded, actually.
Oh, yeah. Completely forgot about Grounded.
We've shrunken ourselves, and we're small children trying to escape the backyard.
And let me tell you right now, listener, if you've never played Grounded, is it the scariest game ever?
It's top three for me. Scariest game ever when you come across a wolf spider in the wilds of the backyard.
We should finish Grounded. Where were we last? Under the shed?
I couldn't tell you. You're the one that keeps track of like the story that's going on, and I just build leaf bridges across the map.
He has built an expanse of leaf bridges, an eighth wonder of the world, if you will.
Or grass bridges, yeah. Anywhere you want to go, I'll just build a bridge there.
We should finish that.
One day. We don't get to play like jointly very often.
Yeah.
We had a good stretch there, but it's more your fault.
Yeah, I should quit. I should quit things. I should quit everything.
Just You're stop. Right. You're doing too much. Just You're podcast, right. Video games, work. That should be it.
And if I can cut that work out, I'm going to be really good.
That'd be awesome. I did actually, real quickly, I played, while we were gone, played entirely through Red Dead 1.
Ooh.
And enjoyed that.
So good.
And I played entirely through GTA 4. Oh. So we've been gone for a while.
We have been gone for a while. I've never beaten GTA 4 all the way because it's so crappy on PC.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. Did you play it on PC?
That's where I played it. And it looked way better than the Xbox 360 version I had kicking around.
Maybe I need to try it again because back in the day when it first released, it was a cluster with the Rockstar social whatever.
Yeah. I think it's running okay now. I played through the whole thing. The only issue was at the very last mission, there's a, like, a, you got to fast press a button to climb into a helicopter. And the frame rate messes with that where you can't physically push it fast enough.
Wow.
But on Steam, someone's figured it out. You go in and change settings and it drops your frames to like 12 frames per second and then you can do it.
Oh, man.
So it looks bad, but you can complete the game.
Well, I'll try it. I'll play 12 frames per second at the end of the game.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'm surprised you've never finished that one out.
Did you finish episodes from Liberty City as well?
No, I was going to get into that, but I can't remember what other game caught my interest. I'm like the dog in Up, where there's like squirrel. Like a different game will pop out or people are playing something else, and I'll just get it and start playing it.
And with my now 1,400 games in my Steam library, I entirely get that.
Yeah. It's an affliction.
Speaking of playing games. And afflictions.
And podcasting.
And aliens. And,
yeah, we were talking about, remember when we were talking about aliens before?
Yeah. Go back, listen. Actually, you know, don't go back. Why do you doubt us so much?
Trust us. Yeah.
What's your problem? We love you. We would never lie to you.
Don't go anywhere.
Stay right here.
So yeah, we'll get into this week's game, which was XCOM. Dang it. Enemy. Shoot. We got it. UFO Enemy Unknown. We'll get into that. Okay, so the name of the game is tricky because it released, this is a European game, and it released as UFO Enemy Unknown in 1994. When you were how old?
Two.
2 years old. Little baby Thad with the mouse and keyboard. Aliens.
Yep. DOS, I was speaking.
Yeah. Amiga, CD32, PlayStation, and Windows 3.something. They all released for that. But in North America, it was called XCOM UFO Defense. So that's where I struggled. I have this picture of the case of the game that says XCOM UFO Defense, but the title was UFO Enemy Unknown in its original country of development. Do you want to know what it was called in Japan?
More than anything. You know.
XCOM Mumichi Naru Shinria Kusha. XCOM Unknown Invaders. So everyone's sticking with the old alien theme.
Huh. Okay. You know, my problem was, because you said it was XCOM Enemy Unknown, which I blame you not for this error. This is
UFO Enemy Unknown.
True. Enemy Unknown. Sorry. So I said to myself, well, I know Enemy Unknown. And so I went and I opened Enemy Unknown, which came out in 2012. But turns out that ain't the
one. The remake.
Yeah. So I think I asked you at some point and you said, no, it's...
It's really old.
It's old. And I went, what? So then I went down this same path of learning and found out.
Why did they do that?
On Steam, when I purchased it, it was called XCOM UFO Defense. So
yes, I think, that's the name of it.
Yeah. I'm in business now. I've played it.
Okay. That's good news. It's a science fiction strategy video game. So we're getting into it now. Developed by Mythos Games and Microprose. Microprose made a bunch of stuff. Co-founded with some others, but alongside Sid Meier. They made other games like Civ 1 and Civ 2 and Pirates, the Pirates series.
So good. Do we ever talk about is Pirates on this list? Because that'd be sick.
It's not, but you're free to play it whenever you like.
Okay, we'll do a special episode about dancing.
Just that. Yeah, you've spent a lot of time in the Pirates game. Not to
I have
delve into Sid Meier, but I played it as well on a handheld PSP, and put way more hours into it than I thought I would. Other notable games in the same vein that year, it was a popular, you know, strategy games were very popular on computers. But they had Warcraft, Orcs and Humans, number one.
A classic.
Which I've never played. Sim Tower. So the Sims were really kicking off. Sim Tower. Theme Park. Pizza Tycoon. Jagged Alliance, the very first one of those. And Sim Health. So Sim games were really kicking off there.
Sim Health. I've never seen Sim Health.
You've never seen Sim Health, where you have to develop an efficient and sustainable healthcare system?
No.
You didn't play that one?
That's efficient and sustainable healthcare system.
Yeah, that's the game. That's the video game.
I like the idea of a 12-year-old developing better healthcare than
I wouldn't doubt it if it happened. I got sales numbers.
Hit me.
Do you want to guess, or I'll just hit you with it? Now, in all fairness to the listener, we recorded this episode, but it didn't turn out. So Thad has heard this number.
I don't remember the number. I was going to say just hit me with it, but then I'm trying to remember. I don't. 250,000.
No. It says it sold more than 600,000 on PC DOS.
Incredible. I knew this number before Hanson, and I've blown it.
It's okay. It's lots of numbers. Half of the game's net sales were in the U.S., which was a rarity for a European title at the time. So it's really getting snatched up. The developer guessed that the popularity was due to X-Files, which had started just a year prior.
Makes sense.
Which I think is where the XCOM name came in. They were trying to tie it in somehow. Piggyback off that. Do you want to guess how long this game took to make?
It's going to be a number that makes me mad. I know for sure. 4 months.
That would be cool. This one actually took some time. It said it was completed after 30 months in development. The initial contract... Oh, since the initial contract. And it was 12 months behind schedule. It was a year overdue. Wow.
And in that era, that's like a 15-year development time.
Yeah, that's just like a really slow guy not really wanting to work on it. Do I have to finish it? It cost them £115,000 to make the game.
Wow.
That's British dollars.
British bucks.
Yeah, the old B-bucks. They did remake it in 2012, which is where you started. I played that. I didn't get super far. There's something about these games. We'll get into that. It won the 94 Best Strategy Game Award, and IGN ranked it as the best PC game of all time in 2007, claiming that if this game were a woman, we'd marry it.
A lot to unpack in that short couple of sentences there.
I was trying to get through it, and then let you share your thoughts.
The greatest PC game of all time in 2007? I just wanted to make sure I didn't understand.
Can you think of other games?
I can.
Up to 2007 that might have been more.
There's so many games. I almost can't think of them all. I mean, Oblivion came out in 2006, right?
It could have. It was early.
Yeah. Take a look. That's a wild move.
Yeah, to claim it as the best of all time. Oblivion was 2006.
Well, I just said that. I mean, you had like Counter-Strike, Half-Life. Morrowind.
The other
my favorite games, but there's so many games.
Yeah.
So quite a bold strategy. There's Civilization. Like, those games came out. Interesting.
Well, they want to marry it. IGN does.
I forgot about that. Yeah, they're attracted to XCOM UFO defense.
People really liked it, I guess. We'll get into what we thought.
I love that for them.
Yeah, good for you. Don't marry a video game. So that's all the notes I got.
Those were good notes.
You want to get in? Yeah. How did you find your game playing when you fired up?
Well, firstly, for our legal team, our defense, The music's pretty good. I really like the music.
I did find a note on that, which blew my mind.
Hit me.
Microprose musician John Broomhall, inspired by Bernard Herrmann's score in the film Psycho.
It's good.
I don't know if you can pinpoint the music. I went back and listened to it, and it's like if you had the music from Psycho, that theme, and then like ran it through a 90s computer. It's essentially, it feels similar.
Yeah.
You get like the thumpy bass and the 90s synthy sounds.
The music was one of my favorite parts on it. It's like that sound.
It's a cool opening. Yeah. It was like I rewatched it, the comic book kind of style that they did, which is nothing like the game, but.
Just absolute Chad, just killing aliens.
Yeah, there's a little scene where he has like a minigun and he's literally shooting for at least 10 seconds. Just they keep showing like a little panel will pop up of an alien being destroyed. Just shooting, 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 shooting. I felt like at this time in gaming, if all you had was like a portion of your game that had amazing graphics, sometimes that was enough to get people to buy it.
Yeah. Just the technical marvel of it.
Mm-hmm. Be like, oh man, that looks awesome. I have to watch that at home on my screen. That was enough.
Yeah, man, that was a cool time. I remember, I didn't experience that obviously, but I remember even as a young, just the graphics improving constantly. And we've discussed this before, but that was a fun part. I would like look at a game and be interested in it just exclusively off how it looked. I didn't think like, what's the gameplay like?
Right. That looks good. I'm going to play it. So, yeah, music's great.
Good music. Graphics, yeah. I don't know, fine for its time, I would say.
Yeah.
It's maybe better than fine, honestly. Maybe better than fine, considering what was out. But I interrupted you in the middle of the gameplay discussion, I think.
No, you're good. We've steered off course. It's fine.
I apologize.
I don't really have a strict... line to follow here.
Gameplay.
Go ahead.
This game is very, and I, you know, people listening are definitely, they know they're not intelligent at this type of thing.
I think we've covered that. Yeah.
We've explained that. So this game just doesn't explain itself. Not at all. The only reason I kind of had an assumption as to what would be happening is because I'd played XCOM Enemy Unknown, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is similar, but you're just thrust into the middle of a like early 90s world graphical GUI thing, and you have to do some stuff, apparently.
That's the goal. The manual for the game is 136 pages. And there's no tutorial because games didn't do that back then. But it jumps you into a world, the Earth, that you can rotate. And you're supposed to figure out that you can base build in a side menu. You need to hunt for UFOs and try and attack them. Is that how you get into the...
Well, there's two ways. You can either shoot, because I had to do is there's like a 15-minute guide that explains how the game works. So you can either shoot them down and then take their stuff. The mm-hmm. Interceptor, I want to say it is. I can't remember the two ship names. You can just shoot it down, or you can chase it and it will land, and then you can fly to it. You're like troop transport, and then fight them on the ground. And you fight them on the ground because there's a material that you can only get from fighting them on the ground.
Yes.
Or else you would just shoot them out on the guy.
Yeah, and then you don't get all the rewards that you could get.
Yeah.
So it does have a ton of systems in the fighting. I had to write it all down. But line of sight is important.
Yeah.
The aliens will try and take cover. Different types of ammo and weapons. There's battles at nighttime, where you have to use flares or fires to increase visibility. Fatigue and morale of participants on both sides. Low morale can result in them either dropping their weapons and fleeing in panic or going berserk and opening fire indiscriminately. There's smoke that obscures vision and drains stamina. Fires are a hazard for both sides. Injuries can be sustained to different body parts, affecting the wounded soldier's stats. And bleeding can lead to death if not treated. There's tons of stuff going on. Yeah, and I think that's why the manual is so big, probably.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of systems. There's a huge amount of upgrades, too. There's like a lab. There's training. There's all these different things you can do to upgrade weapons and the abilities of your soldiers and your bases, all that stuff.
Yeah, depending on how the fight goes, you can capture aliens, you can kill aliens, you can learn their technology. There was some kind of like psionic something where you could learn an alien ability if you did the right thing in battle. It has a lot of interesting things going for it. To be honest, I didn't get to that part of the game. Can just philosophically or in the game, was there an option?
Is that like a secret hot coffee option?
I researched the bugs. I didn't see one like that.
Yeah. All right. Guess I'll have to go elsewhere for that.
I'm sure there's a fan-made version of the game you could play somewhere.
8 trillion percent.
Romance aliens. That's just Mass Effect now.
Oh, yeah.
There were a couple bugs, not to move along if you want to discuss gameplay more. But
No. Just continue.
Well, they fixed... So the fans fixed a notorious bug that resulted in the game always resetting it to the easiest difficulty after you finish the first Battlescape mission, no matter what you selected at the start of the game. So the fans were like, this game's too easy. They'd be on the hardest difficulty. And then after you finish the first mission, it's back to the easiest difficulty.
What a bunch of perverts. Leave it be.
Yeah, let it be easy. Anyway, they're just gluttons for punishment, I guess. The other interesting bug I read about, on original release, it contained a bug that made civilians appear in inappropriate places, is how they described it.
Like inappropriate places or inappropriate places?
It just says inappropriate places.
Ah, that's good. I'll leave that up to my imagination. Glad they got rid of that, though.
Maybe there was romancing aliens. units would be placed outside of the playable map area and players would be assigned alien and civilian units as playable. So there were some real bugs going on.
Yeah.
Even in their 30 months of development time, they couldn't quite get it right.
I think you might be. It just seems like it's the early 90s, 30 months. Mm-hmm. It was probably like 20 months of watching old movies.
Yeah.
And then 10 months of going, oh, crap.
They're like, ah. We only have a year left on our contract.
We forgot.
We better get to work.
I've seen every Bob Hope movie.
They listed a lot of inspiration for the game that was like alien stuff. So they may have just been reading and watching movies about aliens and getting paid for it. And then they're like, oh, we got to make a game.
That's so sweet. That's a good play.
I think that's what like Kickstarter is now. As long as you came up with a good idea for a game, people give you money to make it, and then, you know, you sit around and watch alien movies and read alien books, and then you make it at the very end.
I might make a Kickstarter I'm making a movie about a guy who quits working and uses Kickstarter to exploit people's money until he dies at about 120. And I'm just researching the role. If y'all can keep paying me.
Good luck. I don't know if that will fly, but I fully support you. Back to the game. I watched most of this being played. I personally couldn't figure out how to trigger the battle mode. I chased the UFO, couldn't shoot it down, couldn't engage it, and I gave up. So I watched a playthrough, and I watched someone play it. And I can play these kinds of games. I've enjoyed several of them. Baldur's Gate is fun for me. Turn-based strategy. Marvel's Midnight Suns I played quite a bit. That's a little different, but still turn-based. Like, I'll play these types of games, but this one was hard for me to get into.
Yeah. Do you ever see yourself coming back to something like this and trying it again, or is it probably just relegated to the dustbin of Steam or where you got it from?
I wanted to try it again last night, but I ran out of time. I had to type more notes for the podcast. But I don't know if I'll go back and visit it again, just because of even watching it, it didn't look super engaging. And I could be wrong. Maybe playing it is more fun.
Do you think...
Did you make it to a battle?
Yes, I made it to a couple battles.
Okay.
Well...
Was it fun?
I made it to one battle that I completed, and then I made it to another one, which I said, never mind. not... I don't know. It's just lacking some of the modern amenities. Mm. If I wanted to play this style of game, I have XCOM 2, I believe, that I've never even downloaded.
Yeah.
I'm sure the purists are ready to literally kill me right now for saying that. But
sorry.
I would probably just go play that because all the modern amenities, like everything is spelled out for my dumb brain. It looks better.
There's a bit of roughness in those older games.
And if I don't do FO defense a bunch, then I won't really know what I'm missing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I do get that feeling. Like I should go play it because of how popular it was.
I think...
But it's just not very fun.
I think there's other games I'd rather play, even, you know, from the 90s that are RTSs or... Turn-based games, I guess. There's other games I'd probably turn to before I would turn to this one.
Yeah, I think so. It would, for me, just be the guilt of having a podcast about a list of video games and then not playing that video game that we were talking about.
We got to do it.
I might go revisit it. Maybe find out next week.
My favorite thing is how if it's a game that we know we're going to like, we play a ton of it. And if it's a game that we turn on, it's like, we just get no time.
Yeah. Bounce. Watch someone else play it.
Yeah.
It's tough because, again, it's always tied to nostalgia. If you grew up and you played it, you probably have good memories for it. And you are able to excuse some of the roughness because you understand what the game is and you know what the systems are, so you can just play right through it.
And we're happy for you.
Yeah. I have one more thing that I forgot that we did on the podcast, but I found a good review and bad review of the game. Ooh. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember? it got a 94% on game rankings, which is good. I didn't even have you guess that. GameSpot review said, put simply, XCOM is a bona fide modern classic, standing proudly alongside Civilization and Populous as a benchmark in the evolution of strategy gaming.
Wow.
So they loved it. A modern classic. The only bad review I could find, and I think it's probably just because not many people are reviewing this, but the lowest score I could find was a 7 on Metacritic. And it came from... Ardo47, and they said, good strategy game, but nothing memorable in either story nor combat. Confusing and unexplained aircraft system.
We agree.
Which I think is fair by today's standards. Yeah.
And there's no cars.
I can't drive a car in space. That was so stupid. that's about all my notes here. If you like these kinds of games, I would say go play it just to know where things started and where they came from.
Yeah, it's worth it.
You can play it in browser if you can find a DOS games in browser thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could have saved
$5. Yeah. You do have to, it runs like the original game where you have to have had the manual and there's like random pages in the manual. And their security at the time was like, what's word 37 on page 56?
Oh.
So you can Google all that, but it's silly what they passed for security back then.
I like when they just gave up and then didn't give up anymore. And then that made us download a bunch of intrusive software.
Yeah, they kind of bounced back and forth on that. Final thoughts on aliens in space and fighting them?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to say it's bad. Snow, Alex Kidd, Miracle World, fine.
That's still lower on the list, yeah.
So give it a shot if you've not tried it and you really enjoy turn-based strategy games. Is that what it would be called?
Yeah, it's a turn-based strategy.
For Forex? I don't remember. There's a name for it, but I can't remember off the top of my head. If you enjoy them, because you might as well see what, you know, started the whole genre. And heck, you might really enjoy the confusing part of it. It might really tickle your fancy.
It could. Maybe you're smarter than us. You probably are.
It's almost 100% true.
Guaranteed. Yeah, play it then.
Cool. Well, now that I'm not playing that game anymore, I need a new game to play.
Let's see. Our next game we got is Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, boy.
Of the Nintendo 64 fame. Have you already played this or no?
No, but I'm excited to go in. It looks fun. I like a nice platformer.
Yeah. It's definitely that era, and we'll get into that next week, and I'll put more time into that game, or maybe I'll watch someone play it more, but because it's for dumber people like me.
It's going to be good. We're back, listener. We're happy that you've tuned back in with, you know, we're re-getting our footing. We're not coming out swinging.
We'll get into the rhythm of podcasting once again.
Also doing it remotely.
I forgot to mention, and I wanted to say this at the top, and when we recorded this episode before, I also wanted to say at the top and forgot till the end. So I'm two for two there. But we got a planned giveaway coming up. So that'll be exciting. I'll mention it at the top of next one, and then we'll start pumping it up each week.
Very nice. I'm going to apply for the planned giveaway and make you send me the thing.
Don't do it. It's for the listeners.
Yeah.
Speaking of the listeners, thank you.
Thank you, listener.
Keep listening.
Until next week.
Bye-bye.